is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news. Rescue and relief workers are beginning massive operations in Vanuatu after a devastating tropical cyclone slammed into the islands. Cyclone Pam, carrying winds up to 300 kilometers per hour, destroyed entire villages with unconfirmed reports that dozens are dead. Vanuatu President Baldwin Lonsdale appealed for help, and Australia responded. Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop.
Australia has a crisis response team ready to go to assist our High Commission in Port Vila. Our High Commissioner, Jeremy Brewer, has spoken to Prime Minister Natuman and offered Australia's assistance, and that we stand ready to support Vanuatu in this time of need.
UNICEF and the cyclone affected at least half the population of Vanuatu, including 54,000 children. Kurdish government in Iraq says it has evidence that Islamic State militants used a chemical weapon against Kurdish forces. Kurdistan Regional Security Council released a statement Saturday alleging chlorine gas was used in a January suicide bombing in northern Iraq. It took place on a road between the Islamic State-held city of Mosul and the Syrian border. Islamic State group has been suspected of using chlorine gas when previous attacks in both Iraq and in Syria. Sierra Leone's Vice President Samuel Samsumana has asked the United States for asylum after soldiers surrounding his house on Saturday. He said he is no longer at his residence, but it was clear he was not at the U.S. Embassy in the capital, Freetown. This is VOA News. At least 10 U.S. aid workers who may have been exposed to the Ebola virus in Sierra Leone are being evacuated to the U.S. On Friday, a U.S. healthcare worker who tested positive for Ebola while in Sierra Leone arrived at an NIH treatment center outside of Washington. None of the 10 aid workers have developed symptoms of Ebola. In Liberia, it's been 21 days since the last case of Ebola was diagnosed. John Sumo is head of social mobilization in the Ebola response.
It means that we don't have any confirmed new cases being reported within a 21-day time frame. And you know the time frame for Ebola incubation is 21 days. But we're going for another round that carries to about 42 days. And after 42 days, if we don't report cases now, then the WHO could possibly look at declaring us Ebola-free.
Ebola has killed 10,000 people in the West African nations of Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea. At least 24,340 people have been infected with Ebola since the outbreak began in December of 2013. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden and Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko have called for Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine to fully implement the Minsk peace agreements. In a telephone conversation on Saturday, Mr. Biden and Mr. Poroshenko discussed the EU-mediated agreements reached in Belarus in February and in September of last year. A U.S. delegation traveling to Cuba today for a third round of talks between the two countries about reestablishing diplomatic relations and easing economic and travel sanctions imposed decades ago. Talks between the U.S. and the Castro government began earlier this year. Here in Washington, President Obama said a college degree is the surest ticket to the middle class, but just when it's been never been more important, he says a college degree has never been more expensive.
I'm going to ask members of Congress and lenders and as many business leaders as I can find, because making sure that students aren't saddled with debt before they even get started in life is in all our interests.
Mr. Obama said in his weekly address on Saturday that his administration has worked hard to make sure that college is more affordable, and this past week he unveiled yet another way to help more Americans afford college. The president said the Student Aid Bill of Rights declares that every student deserves access to quality, affordable education with the access to the resources to pay for college and an affordable repayment plan. You can get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
weekend broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station, VOA 1.
Lady DJ, and I've got some really exciting news for all of you Rihanna fans. Stick around for that. Here's Ed Sheeran with Thinking Out Loud on the One.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still fall less hard at 23. And I'm thinking about gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name. When my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow.
dirty window. Let the sun illuminate the words that you could not find. Reaching for something in the distance, so close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions, feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you, only you can let it in. No one else, no one else can speak the words on your lips. Treat yourself in words unspoken, live your life with arms wide open. Today is where your book begins. Sometimes my tries are outside the line. We've been conditioned to not make mistakes, but I can't live that way. Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate.
Get braggadocious, I'm not gonna stop. I like the view from the top.
That's Jessie J with Masterpiece, her latest on VOA 1. Jessie J is one of those artists that inspires her fans in a multitude of ways. Earlier this week, a 9-year-old girl cut her hair just like Jessie J was able to do and donated it to the Little Princess Trust, an organization that provides real hair wigs for girls and boys who have lost their hair to disease. Isn't that awesome? Here's Fun and Janelle Monáe on the one.
Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget. But between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
Me. My hands still strong.
That, of course, Adele setting fire to the rain on VOA 1. I am the lady DJ. And did you hear? Rihanna has been chosen as the subject for a brand new documentary that is going to follow her life. The film is going to be produced by Peter Berg for his new film production company called Film 45. Now, there's no release date, but he says this isn't going to be your typical follow a star, day in the life kind of thing. This is going to be a meaningful look into what makes Rihanna the superstar she is today. Can't wait. Here's Lilywood and Robin Schultz, Parent C.
You never said a word. You didn't send me no letter. Don't think I could forgive you.
My heart was beating out of my chest. sneaking bottles of wine. Take me back. I wanna go back to what we had. Do you remember?
That, of course, Chris Wallace, Remember When, Push Rewind on VOA 1. Here's One Direction. This is called Story of My Life.
Written in these walls are the stories that I can't explain. I leave my heart open, but it stays right here empty for days. She told me in the morning she don't feel the same about us in her bones. Seems to me that when I die, these words will be written on my stone. And I'll be gone tonight. The ground beneath my feet is open wide. The way that I've been holding on too tight, with nothing in between. The story of my life, I take her home. Walls are the colors that I can't change. Leave my heart open, but it stays right here in its cage. And I'll be gone tonight. The fire beneath my feet is burning bright. The way that I've been holding on so tight, with nothing in between.
Out. 'em like run 'em, run 'em. Run 'em like run 'em, run 'em.
Now, fuck you, pay me.
Run 'em like, run 'em, run 'em. Like run 'em, run 'em. Run 'em like run 'em, run 'em.
Feel like a rush, 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 rushing past me all over my skin. Run 'em, run 'em. Run 'em.
Havana Brown getting some help from Pitbull, running the night on VOA1. Head now to Australia. Are you ready for 5 seconds of summer? It's What I Like About You. taking you back a little bit there with Three Doors Down, Kryptonite on VOA1. Pictures of Adam Levine, my kryptonite. He's such a cutie. Here he is with Maroon 5. It's Love Somebody on the One.
I know you're inside, you're feeling so hollow. Be the same. I really wanna love.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. And do it, and do it. Let's live it up and do it. And do it, and do it, and do it, and do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, do it, do it.